Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. I'm Katie and you are the company. This week on the show, we had Dan and Shay, who are always just hilarious. Like there's always so many laughs. And when I say that, I truly mean it. Like once in an interview with Dan and Shay, I meant to say the word chart and I said shart instead.
Yeah, so you guys are going from tequila being number one and now Speechless is climbing up the charts.
Why can't you climb up the charts?
God, it was so bad, but we still laugh about it today. Other than talking about that, we also talked about why Dan won't cut his hair and Shay won't shave his beard. They actually have a really good reason. We also talked a ton about being on tour with Kenny Chesney and about how we all just eventually turn into our parents. So enjoy my conversation with Dan and Shay.
It's Katie Neal from Odyssey Country here with Dan and Shay. Hi, guys.
What's happening? It's good to see you in person. It's been so long.
I know. I really was trying to think the last time I saw you guys in person, but I saw you recently. I don't think you saw me. We were at the Country Radio Hall of Fame induction.
Yes.
I was sitting like back behind you guys a little ways, but it gave me a lot of time to admire Dan's beautiful curly hair.
It's stunning, dude. I look over at it sometimes just to just admire it. Look, let me smell it. Oh, it smells nice.
I washed
too.
It this morning. Wow. Washing long hair is a whole thing. Like I totally get it. My wife would always be like, it would be a whole thing. I got to wash my hair today. I'm like, it's not that big of a deal.
You like
it's
just wash your hair.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. It's a process. I put it off for like, I'm getting better about it. Like a couple times a week, maybe once or twice a week. How often do you wash your hair?
Oh, almost every day.
Almost every day?
Yeah. I have to do that. I've got thin hair, so you know.
It's a hassle.
You've got good thick hair, but you also like, a lot of women struggle with getting good curly hair. And I feel like you've really like, on this journey with your curls.
Oh, you're doing thank great, Dan. You. It's the Nashville humidity. It helps me out. That's the one.
Are you going to keep it
positive.
Long?
I think so.
Do you have like a length in mind that's like too far? Or
it,
are you?
It's kind of been just like kind of rocking at this sort of shoulder length. And I get it trimmed from time to time. But the problem is we've had like the majority of our success with the long hair. Like tequila was our first big moment of our career where, you know, we performed on the Grammys, did the whole thing. And I kind of had the long hair. So like, for the recognizability factor, I can't cut it now, you know, unless it was like trying to throw it back to the first album kind of thing. And I cut it and it was like the fans, oh my gosh, he cut his hair short again.
Is this why Dan or Shay can't be clean shaven too?
Yeah. That's not the reason. I don't know if you've ever seen me clean shaven, but
I haven't.
Over the pandemic, I shaved it just for kind of a reset purpose. And I'm really glad we weren't doing shows because I looked in the mirror. I did it in stages. I did a stash just to do it. And let me tell you, you won't ever see me clean shaven ever again.
Were the kids unless like I'm freaked like, out?
Yeah, they didn't recognize me. Really. We didn't have Ames yet, I think. It was like, we had just had him, so he didn't really recognize me anyway. But Asher was just like, kind of looked at me weird, like, who is this man in our house? And why would you do that ever? So I think I'm going to keep the beard for the rest of my life.
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely, yeah.
Well, grooming aside, let's talk about your new single that's coming out to country radio. You, Dan, you co-wrote on the song and produced it. Talk about, you know, the inspiration for the write and then your vision when you were producing it.
Yeah, we decided to do something we've never done before, a Dan and Shay love song. Yeah, that's kind of our thing.
That's novel.
That's our lane. No, we've had great success with that. And we're so fortunate to have had songs that have become big wedding songs, like From the Ground Up and obviously Speechless, Glad You Exist. That's one of the most flattering things we can see in our career is, you know, and you have such tangible evidence of it now on social media in real time. I try to look every Sunday because, you know, people usually get married on Saturdays and just like scroll through our DMs or mentions. And there are so many people using this song, You, off the new album as their first dance song. And we were like, that's interesting. Like maybe there's something there. And the song has been such a fan favorite since we put the album out. And having a song in somebody's wedding, that's arguably the biggest day of somebody's life. And there are so many songs that somebody could choose from. For them to choose your song is like, that's one of the coolest things we ever get to experience. And it's been happening a lot on this song. And we were like, you know what? This song has been a fan favorite and it's a big one at our shows. Like, let's take it to country radio. Country radio has been so good to us, taking our songs up the charts and spreading them to so many more people. And we're like, you know, this song is reacting so well amongst our fan base. Who knows what would happen if we get it up the charts? And we're excited about it. It's just, you know, one of those tunes that we wrote about our wives. You know, Speechless was kind of the moment at the wedding, seeing your wife for the mm-hmm. first time walk down the aisle. And this song is, you know, we both celebrated our 5-year anniversaries in the last couple months, and it's kind of that. It's about like that in the moment, being there with somebody, you know, slow dancing with them. Just, it's just the two of you. And, you know, that's a really special thing, you know, especially after 5 years of marriage, those moments you get so busy, things get crazy. But mm-hmm. when you get those moments one-on-one in person like that, it's something worth writing a song about. And we did, and it turned out great. We're excited about it. And the response has been great so far. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, let's go.
Shay, what did you think when he played it for you after the write?
Smash. I was like, that's a smash.
I'm in.
It's, you know, for me, it's a blast. I mean, I had that same kind of feeling whenever I heard Tequila for the first time. And that was also Jordan and Dan and a couple of our friends. And I just remember hearing you. And there's just this, I can always really hear, because Jordan usually sings the demo, sings my part. And I'm like, I know when I can, if I can hear that and be like, all right, I know that I can crush this song. And it's very exciting, because I heard this song and I was like, man, this is so Dan and Shay. You know, there's just certain songs that we've written together that I've heard that we've just been like, this is a Dan and Shay song. And I think this is kind of, you know, it's obviously very different than Speechless, but it's kind of a part two, kind of a follow-up to that song. And like Dan said, we've had a lot of success with, you know, having wedding songs. And like you said, that's such a huge moment in someone's life. And if someone can use that song as their wedding song, then you know that other people are going to gravitate toward that, because everybody at one point is pretty much either having love, you know, they've experienced love and want that, or, you know, we've had a couple breakup songs, but like the love songs are what everyone really aspires to want. They hear a song and they're like, that's the kind of love that I want. And that's what Speechless was, you know, a lot of these songs that we've had and from the ground up. And yeah, it was just I knew that this song would be a big song for us, because at this point we've listened to our fans and we see the reactions to the shows, and we have a pretty good gauge on what is going to react and what won't. And we just knew that this song would react big with our fans, and it's doing just that.
Aspirational love songs. That, yeah. Stand and share.
That's what
right
we do.
There.
That's what we do.
And then you guys have been out on the road with Kenny Chesney, which is like literally and figuratively a huge deal every night. How has it been touring with Kenny?
Oh man, a dream come true would be an understatement. It's that's the tour that we've always like, that's the one. You know, if we could ever
everybody
get that
dreams
tour.
Of getting the call from Kenny.
For sure, for sure. It's better than we could ever imagine. I grew up going to that show every single summer. My friends and I would like camp out at a buddy's house, and we would get there at 5 a.m., wait for the gates to open. This was like back in the day when you could like get into the gates at 8 or 9 a.m. in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is always the one that makes the news with like drunk people falling over in the parking lot, you know, beer cases stacked up 10 high. Just an absolute disaster. And I think they changed the gates to like 2 p.m. now because of that. I was probably partly to blame. But that was always the show. The summer when Kenny came through, always had a great lineup. And Kenny's music has just meant so much to us, mm-hmm. you know, for our career. We know every word to every song. We're fanboys out there, like in the crowd, just singing along every night. It's we see it as we get to see a free Kenny Chesney show every weekend. And, you know, it's a bonus that we get to go on stage and sing our songs. But it's been absolute blast on stage, off stage. His crew is just, they've been with him for his whole career.
Right, which is so yeah. cool. People may not realize yeah. that. Like, he literally has been touring with the same guys for like 20, 30 years now. At this
it's
point.
Unreal. Just great people, and they're taking such good care of us. And it's insane. I mean, I it's tough to describe, but like on stage, he's got a guy flipping burgers. He's got like beers, people mixing drinks in the morning. They're like pouring coffees up there. It's a whole thing. It's like, it's a whole vibe.
That's so awesome. What do you guys feel like you've learned the most from this tour that you're already like, okay, the next time we go out on tour, we want to apply this to a Dan and Shay tour?
I mean, so many things. Watching him on stage is incredible and very inspiring. But I think the biggest thing, the takeaway for I think both of us, is really watching, like you just mentioned, how he treats his band and crew. You know, we've had the same band guys pretty much throughout this whole entire thing. We've had an amazing group of guys, and we see the value in that. You know, everybody has to be away from their families, you know, but this becomes your family. And you really, really see that with Kenny's camp, where, like you said, everyone's been there since kind of the beginning. You know, this guy's been with me for however long, 30, 40 years. And it's like, man, that's an incredible thing. And he takes such good care of them, takes all of them. They do like a raffle at the end. I think a car gets given away. He takes them to the island.
Can we participate? Yeah, I'm like, I need a new car. After, I'm falling apart.
I think that we were talking to the Old Dominion guys, and I guess after the last show, they literally immediately all get on a plane and go down to the islands, like to a hit to his spot, and they have like a 2 week vacation. That's crazy.
Yeah,
we're not getting invited. We're gonna try to sneak on. Like, what do you do? Like, oh, I'm a guitar tech.
Yeah.
Like, come on in, dude. Because if I say like, oh, I'm Shay with Dan and Shay, he's like, yeah, man. Look, we'll catch you guys next time.
You're not on the list this year. Sorry.
Not on the list, bud. Sorry. But we've learned a lot from him. You know, just watching how he treats not just his crew, but also his openers. And we've seen we've had a lot of great, you know, mentors in that. People like Darius Rucker and Blake Shelton, who just treated us like royalty when we were out there, and their entire band and crew treated us that way. So we know that is important because it's been impactful to us. And so moving forward, the next, you know, headlining tour that we do, we want to make sure to implement a lot of the things that we see, you know, every Saturday on this tour is just incredible. So
that's awesome. And then I wanted to talk to you guys about like pre-show rituals. Like, what does your day look like when you're getting ready for a show? Do you have like the same thing that you do every single night, or does it vary?
I'm such a creature of habit. Everyone is like, yeah, yeah. I mean, down to like the minute. It's pretty insane. Before the show, I like do my whole hair thing. It's a whole, it's therapeutic for me though. That's like a nice hour where I could just like unplug and, you know, do my thing. But we've recently gotten into steaming our clothes. Like we got this little portable steamer.
Do you have a group steam?
Oh yeah, we've been group steaming. I got a video of it. I got to post that on the net. It's so therapeutic though. I love cutting the grass, but cutting the grass takes, you know, 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday afternoon. Steaming, you can get like a wrinkled shirt to like a nice steamed clean vibe in like, you know, a minute or two.
I steamed this dress before I
came. Isn't it
fun?
Today,
it looks phenomenal.
It looks incredible.
No one looks forward to ironing, steaming.
That's wonderful.
So fun.
Especially just like the little portable guys, you know, get a Target, $19 or whatever. It's We've got one in there. And I never know what I'm going to wear until like 5 minutes before we go on stage. It's usually just the same band shirt I wore the previous weekend. But I keep my options open, steam them all, and it's a whole vibe.
Yeah, Dan, we'll walk in there and I'll be like, what are you going to wear? He's like, I don't know. What are you going to wear? And that goes on for about 10 minutes. And then we have like, you know, 30 seconds left. I'm like, oh, I'll wear this and you wear that. All right, let's do it.
Yep.
My pre-show ritual is not as collected as Dan is. And it takes me literally probably 30 seconds to do my hair because there's not a lot of it. And so I get in there. I've fixed it like this for so long that my hair just kind of does it anyway. Mm-hmm. So I take a shower and it just kind of is there. So I put a little product in there, blow it dry it up, and I'm kind of done. But yeah, that's kind of it.
There's no like cocktails. There's no.
No, I usually make a drink before, and then I usually, you know, put it on stage. I don't really get to it very often because we're running around like madmen. But I do get my hair cut every single Saturday, which is the greatest amenity that you could possibly ever have. Kirsten, she does an incredible job, you know, cutting our hair and making sure that we're looking all pretty up there. But that is one thing that when we're not on the road, you'll see me out there and I look disheveled. It's horrible. I don't go anywhere. I don't leave my house really. So I'm just like, I'm either golfing or hanging out with the kids or hanging out with Dan. So getting my hair cut's probably a good thing for everybody.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then what about like embarrassing moments on stage? What would you say? Like what comes to mind for the two of you?
Oh, I can think of a couple for our band guys that are pretty good. But I don't
know. You throw them under the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
We've both fallen, like taking some pretty big spills. Now that was like early in our career when the stage isn't as high. If you fall off the stage on the Kenny tour, like it's a serious situation. But we've both taken spills. And the best way to do it, because it's the era of social media, you know it's going to end up on the internet. You have to own it.
Yep.
You have to get on social media. You have to like poke fun at yourself. If you try to play it off cool, like there's no way you're looking cool.
No, you got to just accept that happened and laugh with them because they're going to laugh at you. So you might as well join in.
Yeah. And like in terms of like saying the wrong city or something, I feel like that is something that's we try to never do that because people get really mad.
That's like, really terrifies me. Like, even when I've lived in a city for a very long time, I'm like, we're here. Right?
We freak out about it every time. I don't care where you are. You could physically be in downtown Nashville. We would still. All right, what do we call this place? Is this Nashville? Is this Broadway? Broadway? Yeah. Is this East Nashville?
And you want to get like the local isms right. Yes. Like you don't want to say the wrong thing. Yeah,
we got here Midtown.
Yeah, we got in a bad situation in Texas back in the day.
Oh, no.
We love Texas. It's amazing. I love how passionate people in Texas are about Texas. Mm-hmm. That's insane. It's amazing. I love it. But we were at the ACMs when they were in Dallas and we did like the Party for a Cause outside. And I'm, you know, I didn't know any better. And it's one of our first times playing in Texas. And we're looking up, it says Dallas Cowboys on this big stadium. And we come on stage and we're like, what's up, Dallas? And we got destroyed on social media after. It's like, you're not in Dallas. We were in Arlington, right?
Yeah, this is Arlington. Like, yeah. Well, what do you root for, the Arlington Cowboys?
Yeah.
We're like 100 feet away from the stadium. You're like, I'm pretty sure that we should be able to call this
like
Dallas.
Yeah, that should count.
We got caught. But we know better now. Yeah. We know better.
Zip it.
Exactly. You got to ask the locals. But sometimes they don't know either.
They definitely don't. I mean, like, you could very easily like be in New Jersey and be able to see the New York skyline and accidentally say the wrong thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are tough ones.
Like Boston, there's some places that you play like outside of Boston or outside of Chicago, and you're not really in those cities. But they're
like,
sometimes okay if you say, like, if it's the arena, they're usually okay if you're like, hey, Boston or hey, Chicago. So you just got to know. You got to ask somebody. But up until the second that we walk on stage, we're asking like security guards, like, so what do you think? Like,
you're
what's
in the front
best
row. You're like, what city is this?
Yeah. Some people like say different things like, oh, you can call it this or you can call it this, and you're like, I don't think anyone knows what they're talking about, but we'll see. That is one of my biggest fears, though, because people do get, you know, they're very weird,
very protective,
which I get it.
I totally get that. And then you guys obviously have been very busy on the road, but when you have been home this summer, what have you guys been doing to stay busy? What's been going on? How are your respective families?
Dan's been mowing the grass.
That's all I do,
man. Mowing the grass, growing that hair.
Although we've had a bit of a drought in Nashville recently, and like, I haven't had to mow the grass. The grass looks horrible.
Oh yeah, ours is completely dead.
It's completely dead. So I'm out there pacing, trying to stressing about that. Taking buckets of water.
Sprinkler.
It's a whole thing. It's a disaster. I love being outside and landscaping and getting eaten alive by bugs.
Isn't it so funny, like, the moment that you just like, you get really into the landscaping, you're like, oh, I've become my parents.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
You don't think it's gonna happen to you, and then you're looking out. I literally had those moments where I've looked out and been like, when my grass was looking good, and just with admiration, like, looking at it, be like, I got my cup of coffee, like, yep. And I'll be start saying things like, we have a creek across the house, and I'll say stupid stuff that my dad would definitely say. I'm like, well, creek's up. You know, you're like, what is he talking about? Like,
water levels are a big thing.
Yeah, water levels, looking at storms, going out, checking
going
the sky.
Out,
like,
checking the rain gauge.
Yeah, looks like we got some rain coming, you know.
That's too funny. And then obviously with the new single, the Good Things chapter is not coming to an end anytime soon. But have you guys been working on the next chapter of music, writing, recording anything? Or are you just taking time to enjoy touring right now?
I think we honestly hit like one of the biggest writing strides of our entire career kind of recently. Like, we got back into it. I think it was the, you know, after our tour, that was inspiring, being out there seeing the people again after 2 years of a weird time where we weren't able to see our people. And then, you know, hanging out, resetting over the holidays and reconnecting and, you know, getting back in the writing room. You know, we knew it was time. We'd been stockpiling a lot of ideas, and we just like, we hit a tear and we started writing. And we don't have a plan yet. We've been recording and, you know, getting things happening, and we're so excited about what's to come. But it's just like, when you find that inspiration, when you find that creative flow, just ride that wave as long as you can. Cause it, you know, it comes and goes. It's one of those things. You can't force creativity. You can't force inspiration. And we found it in a big way. We're so excited about what's coming next. But we got to get you to the top of the chart, and then that'll be our reward to ourselves and to our fans. Like, so much new music.
That's so awesome. I'm so excited. It was really great to see you guys. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for coming in. It's so good to see you.
I know. It's so great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.